Welcome to the Cloud and Clear series, in which we invite leading technologists and experts at the cutting edge of multi-cloud solutions to probe key issues and trends. This is episode 2 of the Cloud and Clear podcast and is entitled Turn Up the Volume. My name is Des O'Connor and I'm the Cloud Intelligence Lead at Dell Technologies. And in this episode, we're going to be looking at how to work out the right multi-cloud architecture for your business. And in doing so, enable you to reduce your operating costs and grow your business. Today, I've got the pleasure of having Charlotte Harrison-Gates from VMware and John Mariani from Dell Technologies. Charlotte, it's a pleasure to have you here today. Welcome. Thank you. Could you please give us a brief introduction to who you are and what you do?
Yeah, of course. Thanks very much, Des. It's great to be on here. So, as you said, I'm Charlotte Harrison-Gates, and I'm one of the Cloud Health Specialists here at VMware. So I joined about 3 years ago, just after VMware acquired Cloud Health. And yeah, we're helping to lead the multi-cloud BU.
Fantastic. I'm very excited to learn about Cloud Health and what it can do to organizations. Before we hand over to John, because we've got a music theme, what is your favorite band?
So I recently just watched the Freddie Mercury documentary on Netflix. So I've been listening to Queen quite a lot in my car and turning up the volume. So yeah, gonna say Queen.
Beat it out.
I do try and copy, but my vocal range isn't as good.
Oh yeah, I always turn the volume up so
no one can hear
my voice. Yeah, exactly. And that is actually very, very fitting for the podcast today about turning up the volume. And to John, same to you. Who are you and what do you do?
Yeah, so hey Des, hey guys. Thanks for the invite. My name is John Mariani. I'm what's called as a service business development manager, and I cover the EMEA region. I work in the Apex acceleration team, so kind of focus purely on as a service. So my favorite band, this is a difficult one. You probably can't see, but I'm kind of in a studio at the moment. Slash cinema. So music's pretty important. I've got lots of speakers. Yeah, I've got a music taste from heavy rock, classical, all sorts in there. So probably Chili Peppers, I'd say. long about way of saying it.
Nice. And we're obviously on camera today, but I know our listeners are listening to us. But it does look like John is in a bunker down underground somewhere. It's all kitted out with a massive screen behind his head. And there's LED lights and strips of really cool lighting going across. So I'm always very envious when I speak to you, John, with your setup. Right. Well, before we get into the content, and I am on the edge of my seat around Cloud Health, I just wanted to quickly ask both of you to give our listeners an insight into VMware and Dell. And the question I wanted to ask was, tell us something about VMware that people may not know.
So many things.
Yes.
I'd probably say one of the things which I did recently. So we get 40 hours a year out of our work time to, you know, go and give back and work with a charity. So recently, it was actually only last week, I went to one of our local schools and spoke to the year 12s about what they want to do with the future, which was really nice because I remember sitting in their position, having no idea what I wanted to do with my life.
And over to you, John, as well. What's something that our listeners may not already know about Dell Technologies?
Yeah, so I gave a session to a customer last week and it's around our sustainability. And we use over 27 million pounds of sustainable material in our products. And that's pounds as in weight, not the cost. And since 2015, we actually prevented nearly 3.8 million pounds of carbon fiber from ending up in landfills, which is around 1.7 million kilograms, which is a massive amount. I didn't know this, so I thought I'd share it with you guys.
That's amazing. I think, you know, one of the things I do love working about Dell Technologies is the sustainability angle. Right, so let's get into it. So over the last few years, we've seen an acceleration in the adoption of cloud technologies to support a wide range of business requirements, namely speed, ease of use, and scalability. As we generate more and more data, this data all needs to be stored effectively. However, as organizations feel the pinch on the cost of running a business, many customers are swiftly migrating IT spend from CapEx to OpEx-based models. John, can you tell us more about this trend and what you're hearing from our customers?
Yeah, sure. So I spend quite a lot of time looking at the industry and looking at stats in the industry. And as you'd expect, the the overall infrastructure market is set to grow. So hyperscalers will grow at a predicted 13% compound annual growth rate, which is as expected. What's more interesting, though, is what's happening under the covers if you dig a little deeper. So looking at CapEx investment, this is set to flat to a down at a predicted 0.2% negative CAGR. The highest growth segment is private IaaS. So this sits in between traditional CapEx and public cloud infrastructure as a service, which is predicted to grow by 80% compound annual growth rate through 2026. Now, this is a massive focus for Dell and for VMware. You know, this has been realized by hyperscalers, and they build out their edge and data center appliance offers, including things like Azure Stack, Google Anthos, AWS Outposts. Both Dell and VMware are hyperscaler agnostic, you know, and it's an and story we should absolutely have with our customers. One of the main reasons for this shift is repatriation. So why is that impacting IT spend and CapEx to OpEx? I suppose it's, you know, cloud has an incredibly powerful value proposition, you know, infrastructure available immediately at exactly the scale needed by the business, which drives both operational and economical benefits. And as you would have heard from the previous podcast, which you should listen to if you haven't listened to already.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. A little plug there. The applications, yes, and workloads is king. You know, having the applications delivering the workloads on the most optimized landing zone is the ultimate goal here. And I work in a cloud team. All the customers I speak to have a cloud-first strategy. However, as industry experience within the cloud matures, we see a more complete picture of cloud lifecycle and the impact on business economics. You know, it's becoming evident that while cloud clearly delivers on its promise early in a company's journey, the pressure it puts on margins can start to outweigh the benefits as business scales and growth slows. You know, in particular, long-term cost implications of cloud, as the cost of cloud starts to contribute significantly to the total cost of revenue. Or cost of goods sold, we're seeing a percentage savings of around 38% to up to nearly 70% when comparing the total cost of ownership for some workloads currently running in the public cloud versus private cloud infrastructure as service running on Dell and VMware.
Yeah, I think fundamentally where our customers are challenged is around that transparent pricing. CapEx obviously will suit many organizations, and there are offers available through Dell Technologies for CapEx modeling, and that's still a very much focus for our business. However, there is, as we mentioned, a shift towards that operational expenditure and that transparent pricing. And I think, you know, you mentioned at the introduction around Apex and what that actually kind of entails, and fundamentally where we're seeing a move and our offering going with Apex is around simplicity, agility, and control. And as part of that, we've got transparent pricing and a robust financial model involved in that. Apex is a broad portfolio of services, and we can work alongside any cloud environment. And I think that kind of gives us a nice segue into Charlotte, because we recognize both at Dell and at VMware that one size does not fit all, and that different approaches will need to be deployed and looked at from many different angles within the customer base.
Yeah, definitely.
So Charlotte, it'd be really great if you could just give us an overview of what cloud health is and typically how long a deployment looks like and what do you need from a customer?
Yeah, so in short, basically what cloud health is. So it is a SaaS-based platform. And, you know, we help organize your cloud billing reports into that single pane of glass view. So, you know, you'll get that detailed reporting across costs, usage, performance, that resource optimizations and savings piece. So, you know, being able to save around 30% off your monthly cloud bill. And then that centralized governance and security management piece as well. So in regards to like the deployment, we put a read-only agent into the customer's billing environment, put all of that into our platform. And, you know, our customers typically have cloud health. We have a range. We have a couple of customers that implement cloud health right at the beginning of their cloud journey. So say they've just decided to go to AWS, for example, they'll deploy cloud health straight away and they'll have cloud health throughout the whole time they're using cloud. Because, you know, we'll really help with that start piece and then that cloud maturity as they grow. Or sometimes we have customers that, you know, have been using cloud for a couple of years. They want to go into that multi-cloud space. So then they'll bring Cloud Health in and we'll help them really gain that visibility across the multi-cloud and, you know, what they've done previously and how we can help them mature moving forward.
I really like that, right? There's kind of two pieces there around use as they grow
mm-hmm.
or assess where they are today.
Yeah.
And I think that's fundamentally what it boils down to is these elements of, okay, we'll start off and keep optimizing as we grow, or hold on a second, put a break on here. We need to assess where we are in our multi-cloud and take an assessment. So there's that advisory piece around what's helping them with regards to their financial models and making the best use of their data in whatever platform or whatever hyperscaler that they're deployed in, right?
Yeah, and we've really seen that through the pandemic as well. So you have, you know, all those retail stores, the bricks and mortars that all of a sudden had to try and be more flexible and innovative. So, you know, they've really jumped on the cloud ship and then they've seen those cost spikes. Like with the IDC do a lot of reports and I think it was around like 30% or something, you know, that cloud growth. And then, you know, they'll reach out to us, you know, Dell, VMware, and say, oh, my spikes are ridiculous and out of control. What do I do? Because I need to be able to stay flexible and you know, really have that time to market value. So, yeah, we've seen that a lot, but we've been able to help customers, you know, really ground their costing within cloud and help them stay innovative and have that good time to market value.
And for customers that are using a different multitude of different cloud solutions today, and you wanted to go in and assess their current cloud spend, how long does a typical deployment take and kind of how many workloads would you look at?
So, I mean, in regards to workloads, completely up to the customer. It's better to have a view of their whole environment because then we can truly see what's going on. You know, customers might think, for example, you know, one project is potentially under control, but then you could have a developer or an engineer, you know, going off and spinning up those instances without actually knowing that they haven't turned it off, for example. So typically to start off with, you know, it is that couple of weeks to a month to really get to grips with what they're doing. And then, yeah, it's up to the customer, but we're typically there for their whole cloud journey.
That's fantastic. How should customers go about determining which of the various cloud models or cloud areas could be deployed for them?
Yeah, I mean, just going a little bit back as well to the first question, I think, especially going off of what John said, we definitely help a lot of our customers with that transition. So with that hybrid cloud strategy, you know, where they've still got their on-prem side, but then they're able to go to the cloud and then we can help manage that. And then especially with the like return on investment piece as well, obviously they are going to see that spike in costs. But we try and help get visibility and optimize that so, you know, they don't see that massive rise in costs, which, you know, a lot of organizations are concerned about at the minute.
So if I was to come into you as a customer and I said, hey, I've got a whole myriad of different cloud deployments within my organization, I'm bleeding cost in left, right and center of my investments. What can you do to help me understand where my cloud costs are or how effective my cloud is running today?
Yeah, definitely. So we have, I don't know if other people have heard of it, but more of like the FinOps cycle. So our cloud maturity curve, which we take all of our customers on. So it's more of, you know, getting those teams collaborating and the teams taking ownership of what they're spending within cloud. Because ultimately, you know, you've got the developers that if they don't know what they're how much they're costing the business, they're going to take those new fancy resources and spin up as much instances as they want. So the first stage that we look at is, you know, that visibility piece. And 80% of our customers are still within the visibility stage. So it is a never-ending factor. But, you know, we'll provide and help with that visibility into spending, you know, being able to split up shared costs and then attribute them to those teams, you know, really getting that ownership. We'll help with the different dashboards, all of the different reporting to help all of the teams within the organization, you know, be able to look and actually see what they're doing because, you know, finance are very interested and involved in the budgeting side. One of the other stages as well, which I think is really important, is the optimization. So once you have the pure visibility, we'll look into optimizations, you know, that zombie infrastructure. So we'll put policies in place to, you know, help avoid the zombie infrastructure for staying around too long and accumulating unnecessary cost. And we've helped a lot of customers within this phase save around 30% of their costs. And yeah, and I mean the optimization phase, finding ways to be more efficient, whether that's cost savings, time savings due to operational improvements as well. So yeah, I think that's really on that point on, you know, how they can get that consolidated view with Cloud Health. So we'll look into all of the major public clouds, also, you know, VMC on AWS as well. And then that eliminating ton wastes, you know, that zombie infrastructure, setting up those policies, you know, sorting out the governance as well.
That's amazing. So like, I don't, a zombie infrastructure, that's an interesting phrase. Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, we really like to showcase it. It's like a little bit different. And I suppose technically it is like zombie infrastructure because it's just been left to spin up, you know, increased costs and no one knows anything about it.
Yeah, and that's really interesting, right? Because there've been many organizations that there could have been one or two teams on a special project that set this infrastructure up. And as time evolved, they were deployed in other pieces of projects. And then that infrastructure became dormant, but it's still being active and being paid for. That was really interesting. I think there was kind of obviously three things I'll take away from the talk track of what you've just said there around the visibility, the optimization, and reducing any redundant or zombie infrastructure within an organization. Yeah. I think, John, there's a question here I wanted to ask you with regards to the pain points that some customers see with regards to CapEx and OpEx versus should we stay in private cloud or should we move to public cloud? Be kind of good to just get your viewpoint on some of the things that you're seeing in the field with our customers across EMEA.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, no problem. So firstly, I love zombie infrastructure. That's great. I'm going to use that. Noted. So to put it into context, you know, there are customer challenges and pain points for traditional IT or CapEx as well as public cloud. So for traditional IT, firstly, you know, they're tired of over-provisioning and poor utilization. So for example, many customers I speak to have only utilized 30% of the deployed storage in the first year. And after having them for 3 years, they've only utilized between 60 and 66% of the assets. So they need better utilization. And secondly, it generally takes a long time, you know, 3, 4, 5 months, depending on the complexity, to stand up that environment. So they need a faster time to value. And then thirdly, they must allocate large lump sums of capital, and they ideally want to map consumption to usage. Okay, so the answer isn't always cloud first. You know, again, it is dependent on the workloads and the data driven by the workloads and having the workloads on the right platform. Yeah, public cloud customers have challenges too. So as IDC, you know, interviews customers, and this is just a fantastic article, definitely have a look at it. So IDC interview customers when they repatriate the workloads, we see the same three or four things coming up. So the first thing is security. So customers want better security, control and compliance. They want better performance and latency. They want more cost and affordability. And finally, data gravity. There's an ever-present challenge as we move data in and out of hyperscalers. So this creates more complexity. And in an ideal world, customers are looking to take advantage of that private cloud and the advantages of public cloud and leave behind the detriment of private cloud and the detriment of public cloud and defining a new offer. So this is where, as a service, private cloud infrastructure as a service, for example, fits well. You know, customers get the flexibility of public cloud with improved transparent cost, security and performance. And that's what we're looking to do. And that's what our new go-to-market is from Dell, which includes the capability of VMware to deliver this.
That's fantastic. I think the things I've taken away there that I'll be noting down is around the security, right? People want to know exactly where the data sits and have access to that. Obviously, cost and availability of data, right? That's fundamentally important to day-to-day operations of a business. Data gravity, and then the ultimate question is really around the private and public cloud or the best of both worlds.
Mm, absolutely. And bridging that gap and bridging the divide between the two.
So look, that's been a really fruitful, insightful conversation around cloud health and the benefits that it brings to many organizations. I think the elements that I'm taking away are visibility, optimization, and the reduction of that zombie infrastructure. And cloud health really can help many organizations in deploying the right cost models and reassessing where they are as part of their cloud journey. Or for those that have deployed cloud natively, it can also help them make sure that they get their main usage as they grow most effectively. But before we close out, I guess there's kind of a question that I still want to ask John with regards to, you know, we do recognize that many customers are still wrestling with cloud deployments and making sure that they have the right strategy. Mm-hmm. So what is Dell Technologies doing to help customers identify and realize cost savings and performance improvements?
Yeah, so this is a really, really good topic. And it's a pretty detailed topic as well. It's something that I do as my grown up big boy all day job. So it's kind of understanding what customers are looking to achieve. You know, customers, they typically want to move towards a consumption of services or self-service. You know, they typically want to get out of IT hardware management. They want a more cloud-like experience. You know, they can't accurately determine their future growth expectations, and they need to transform IT faster. You know, they have refresh opportunities. They ultimately want to pay for what they consume. And when we hear that kind of ask from a customer, there's lots of things we can do to find out if the as a service model is the best thing for them. So we do, you know, full TCO analysis for customers. We detail what they currently have. We also look to compare if they're looking to go to a public cloud provider. You know, we again look at the workloads. We help them with application rationalization. We do a lot, you know, and this is one of the unseen elements that we do as a business. You know, Dell working with VMware, we help customers in all forms of their workloads, you know, and detailing the best fit for their workloads. Again, it sounds like a broken record. It's all about the applications, application rationalization, the best place to put the applications to get the data. Yeah, look at those different landing zones in an environment. But it's really listening to customers. And if customers want to consume services, then that's absolutely something we can help with. And again, we're agnostic. VMware are agnostic. We're not tied to a hyperscaler. We're not tied to anything. You know, we can give them platforms running with AWS, with Google Cloud Platform, with Azure Stack. You know, it's an and story. You know, and even, you know, speaking about Azure Stack, I know it's a VMware session, but we work collaboratively with VMware, with Microsoft jointly. You know, Dell, Microsoft, and VMware on large scale deployments, and we do this very, very well. So it's not competition. You know, we work with Microsoft with VMware to deliver these solutions for customers. So it's really listening to what the customers want to achieve. And the answer is yes, we have the best technology to underpin what the customer is looking to do. And we have the best platforms to be able to deliver what a customer is asking for. So the answer is yes, whatever a customer is looking to achieve, we have something to be able to deliver what they're looking for.
Now I'm going to call you, you know, your psychic there with your crystal ball. You're helping customers determine what is right. Yeah. So we'll call you Mystic Meg from now on here, helping them predict the future.
Absolutely.
And making sure that they get the most. Yeah. So look, I think that's been really good. You know, understanding the now and the future, understanding that we are all agnostic from a Dell Technologies VMware perspective, and that we want to be able to work collaboratively with our customers, listen to their pain points, and provide a solution that will set them up correctly for the future. So look, I really want to thank you both for joining us today. It's been really, really good conversation. And the next episode, we're going to be examining how to retain control of your data and easily extend your on-premise security into multi-cloud infrastructure. So that's about keeping your security and your data at the heart of your cloud architecture. And I think that was raised today in our conversation. John, you mentioned around better security, cost and availability, and data gravity. Mm-hmm. And in the next episode, we're going to dive a little bit deeper into those conversations. So thank you very much today to our guests and to our listeners. And I look forward to tuning in for the next Cloud and Clear podcast.